We talked about your team's resolve all season long. How much did that experience in enduring games like this and situations like you did in the first, in the third, allow you to pull this one out tonight?
Yeah, no, I think it's a good point. We've talked all year about learning from different experiences and situations, and yeah, I mean you build up that memory that it's okay if things go a little sideways and get a little adverse, and I don't think it's a shock that this team handles adversity pretty well, and we did. I mean, you get down 3-0, we had some calls and some whatever, and they just went about their business and kept playing hard, and again, you're fortunate, catch a couple of breaks, a couple of bounces, and yeah, but we didn't like our resolve a lot.
There were like 7 moments in this game where you could have...
Just 7?
Where you could have faded, where you could have been devastated. Fabro just said he had a couple of heart attacks throughout the course of the game. How did you handle the ups and downs?
How old is Fabro?
I'm sorry?
How old is Fabro?
Not old enough to be having heart attacks.
Correct.
Yeah. How did you handle the...
not
the,
so good.
The ups and the flows of this
one? Yeah. No, I mean, I guess we do the same thing, right? Ports, I mean, we try to do the same thing as we talk to the players about, is just try to stay as even keeled as you can. Sometimes we go, one extreme or the other. But yeah, I mean, we've had some teaching moments for the coaches as well, and we just try to stay as calm as we possibly can. And I'll be honest, it's easier staying calm as coaches when your team's calm. And I know a lot of times people talk about the other way, right? The coach loses his stuff and then the players lose their stuff. But if our team doesn't show any panic, then why would we as coaches?
You talk about staying calm. Was the message to the team at the end of the first period a calm message?
I think it was a little bit of both. It was a little bit of, one, stay out of the penalty box, right? And two, there were some things that we weren't doing that we wanted to correct for sure. But yeah, I don't think that we didn't kick over any garbage cans, if that's what you mean.
Do you have a sense early that Denton Matejczuk was going to have a good game tonight? You obviously moved him up at times with Berensky. Big goal for your team as well.
Yeah, we just talked about that. I mean, he's a very young hockey player that has a mature level and elevation to his game that you don't see a lot, right? So yeah, there's no question he's been real good all year basically, but as of late. But we would agree that he was exceptional here tonight.
Dean, you guys have faced plenty of adversity this year, but also you fell behind 3 against Tampa Bay earlier this year and rallied to win. So any similarities between that game and this one?
Boy, I can't remember that. I swear I don't honestly remember the game, but I guess to our point is that the players probably do, right? The players probably remember the feeling, and regardless of if it's that particular game or if it's any other situation where you get down and things look like they're going sideways, what else are you going to do but just stay the course and keep doing what we believe we need to do to get back in hockey games, to preserve leads in hockey games? And their team did the same thing. It was going all over the place, and they handled it well as well. We get to a shootout, and it ends like that. And so both teams were very resilient here today.
2 more.
Dean Wild, up and down game. How tough is it to leave this behind you and get ready for a game, which is less than 24 hours away? Sometimes
it's just hockey, Ports. That's all it is, right? We're not skating tomorrow, so you can sleep in and get a nice meal. You stay in a wonderful hotel. You fly a charter and have a nap. You wake up, puck drops and you play hockey. It's not that hard.
This is the kind of game that probably wins a lot of hockey fans over, you know, back and forth, and it's fun to watch and all that. It's probably not a lot of fun to be a goaltender in a game like this. Elvis, you know, what can you say about his play, and especially in overtime and the shootouts, to kind of regather himself after, you know, having given up six? And
yeah, I don't know what, like, you guys have seen, like, prior, obviously I have no knowledge of what happened here in the past, but I just know that he's competed his ass off for his team every night, regardless of maybe he wants a puck back or a goal back here and there. He stays in there, he competes, he battles for his team, and that's what we asked of him right from day one. He does that, we get to a shootout, and I feel very comfortable with him in the shootout, that's for sure.